92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. On the line, we have Congresswoman Hillary Skolton. Good morning, Hillary. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. So good to be back with you today.
A new federal investment to help keep Muskegon residents safe to the tune of $380,000.
So excited about this. You know, it is just in the nick of time to help the Muskegon Public Safety Department get much-needed barriers. Festival season is upon us, and unfortunately, we're seeing an increase in the number of cars that will just plow into festival goers, you know, whether through an accident because they're intoxicated or intentionally, terrifyingly. So, you know, these barriers are going to help keep people safe as they go out and enjoy all of the great festivals that we have before us in the spring and summer season.
That's fantastic. I know that along with another congresswoman, you are going to try to pass the Protect the Jewish Students and Faculty Act. Did you ever think in your lifetime that we would be here?
I cannot believe what we are seeing across the country and right here at home in Michigan. We absolutely believe in protecting free speech and the ability of students to have free expression on college campuses. But these institutions have to be safe places of learning for all. And there is a bright line between free speech and what crosses the line into hateful, anti-Semitic, and discriminatory language that is intimidating and harassing so many of these students. And I think, you know, for the safety of everyone, we need to have some standards around this language.
The abortion issue front and center on Wednesday as the U.S. Supreme Court heard a case over whether Idaho's near-total abortion ban conflicts with a federal law requiring hospitals to provide patients emergency care. This summer will mark the second anniversary of the Dobbs decision that took away the woman's right to an abortion. You want to comment on this?
Absolutely. This is the first woman and mother in history to represent West Michigan in Congress. This is deeply personal. This is an issue that so many of our constituents came out and voted for me specifically around this issue because they want a champion who is going to fight to protect their ability to make their own reproductive health care decisions. You know, we have seen across the country, not only at the federal level, but at the state and even at the local level, where individuals are trying to curtail this right. There are so many of us here in West Michigan that I know start from the same place. We absolutely care and respect life in all of its forms. And that is exactly why these decisions should not be politicized. They should be made based on medical decisions by healthcare professionals, and most importantly, the women whose lives are impacted by these decisions, who are in the best position to make these decisions.
Ottawa County Board of Commissioners passed an anti-abortion resolution on Tuesday night. Ottawa Impact Funder Joe Moss said the resolution, which was called Resolution to Promote Life, would not allow for any county staff or resources to be allocated to provide abortions or provide transportation for abortion services in Ottawa County. Well, Ottawa County does not provide those services. I spoke with you off the air the last time that we talked. Now, we know that Planned Parenthood was shut down in Muskegon. There is a Planned Parenthood in Grand Rapids. There was also a clinic that was providing in-clinic abortion procedures in Grand Rapids, and that closed. Have they found another provider? I'm just curious.
Yeah, not to my knowledge.
Okay.
I am in close contact with all of our reproductive health care providers as we face these truly dire and unprecedented times. And it's a real urgent situation for women across West Michigan as, you know, their options for accessing needed abortions are diminishing. And, you know, this has a reverberating impact. The fewer providers there are, the fewer providers that are trained, not only here in Michigan, but across the country, the fewer providers there are in those life or death situations, you know, when women's lives are truly on the line, that, you know, the life of the infant, the fetus is on the line as well. You know, this is, I think that the reversal of Roe versus Wade has opened up so many eyes about all of the things that that law had been protecting for the better part of a half a century. And, you know, we're in a real moment where we're going to decide, you know, what kind of healthcare do we want for women and their families going forward? This is not just about abortions, elective abortions. This is about necessary medical abortions to save the health of the mother, to even save the life of the child, you know, if there's an infection. And it's about IVF, family planning, you know, as we saw with the Alabama Supreme Court decision that is, you know, again, working its way through the courts. The vast majority of Republicans in Congress who voted for a similar bill that would have outlawed IVF treatment, you know, we're at a pivotal point where we're deciding the type of reproductive health care that we will have. And that's why it is just so important for me to continue expressing that I will always be a champion of helping women to decide when and how to start their families.
I hope that we can get you out here for the Coast Guard Festival and we'll do an in-studio interview. That would be fabulous.
I would love that. We are planning on it, and I'll tell you, I am absolutely going to be there. Not only that, but you know I serve as the ranking member, or the vice ranking member, excuse me, on the Coast Guard subcommittee.
Yep.
And I have invited the Commandant of the United States Coast Guard out with me, and she is planning to be out here for the festival. So maybe I can start working and see if she might be able to join us for an interview as well.
That would be fabulous. Thank you so much for calling in. I greatly appreciate it.